It's Film Week on 89.3 KPECC. I'm Larry Mantle. So good to have you with us. You know, The Frame has been preempted over the past few days because of the coverage of the Senate impeachment trial. But John Horn has been busy at work. In fact, he's in Park City, Utah, as the Sundance Film Festival is just getting underway. John, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. And if you missed us on the air because we have been preempted, you can always find The Frame as a podcast. So be sure to check it out and find us, because we still have been doing shows even if the impeachment has taken our place.
All right. Glad to hear that. So, John, what are some of the themes of this year's festival?
Well, I think if you look broadly, and I'm talking about both narrative and documentary film, you see a lot of filmmakers who are kind of wrestling with what's going on in the world. And some of those things are big ideas, like Hillary Clinton has a documentary, and it's not just about her running for president in 2016. It's about what it means to be a woman in any powerful position these days. There's a documentary called The Fight. It's about ACLU lawyers who are fighting against things like the Muslim ban and fighting for reproductive rights. There's a new documentary from Brian Fogel, who won the Oscar for his documentary Icarus, about the murder of Jamal Khashoggi by Saudi Arabia. And then there's kind of niche films. There's a really good documentary called Crip Camp about disability rights. There is a movie called Us Kids about the survivors of Parkland shooting. And I hope in all of that, there will also be some fun movies, because a lot of those things sound pretty serious.
Dee Reese, who did Mudbound, which was a Netflix film and Oscar nominated, has a new film out, The Last Thing He Wanted, based on a Joan Didion novel from 20-some years ago. So it'd be interesting to see, obviously thematically very different than Mudbound.
Yeah, but it still is exploring, you know, a political issue. This stars Anne Hathaway. She is playing a journalist who is investigating Contra activity in Central America. And then she finds out that her father, played by Willem Dafoe, has been a arms dealer. And so now she becomes part of that story. It also co-stars Ben Affleck. So when Ben Affleck is at a Sundance movie, you know things are a little bit topsy-turvy. But Dee Reese is a really good filmmaker. Mudbound was about kind of Jim Crow post-World War II America. I suspect this movie will be political in its own way.
Josephine Decker has a new film, which is a biopic on the horror writer Shirley Jackson. The film Shirley, starring Elizabeth Moss as Shirley Jackson. Hopefully that'll be a strong film.
I think it will be. I mean, one of the things that is most interesting about Sundance is that so many movies come here based only on what the programmers of the festival have seen. So we know who might have made them. We know who might be in them. They might be really crowd-pleasing. They might be really small. And on paper, a lot of movies like that movie sound really interesting. There's another movie from Julie Taymor, who's probably best known for The Lion King on Broadway. It's called The Glorias. It's about Gloria Steinem, and it has different actors playing Gloria Steinem at different periods in her life. Julianne Moore plays her as an adult. Alicia Vikander plays her as a younger woman. So again, it sounds like it could be an interesting movie. You don't really know until you actually get to see it.
Last year, there was the multi-part, the long documentary Leaving Neverland with the two men who accused Michael Jackson of having abused them when they were kids. This year, the documentary On the Record from Amy Ziering and Kirby Dick looks at accusations against music mogul Russell Simmons. John, this has made news in the past few days because Oprah Winfrey, an executive producer of the film, stepped away from the project, saying that she felt that it wasn't ready, that there was more work journalistically that needed to be done on it. I'm sure that controversy, that's going to be a big part of the conversation around On the Record.
I think definitely. And not only did Oprah Winfrey step away from the film, Apple TV, which was planning its distribution, has put it on pause as well. I mean, I think the question is, was Oprah, as some people have suggested, pressured by Russell Simmons? Because Kirby Dick and Amy Ziering have said up until the very last minute, nobody at Oprah Winfrey's company had any concerns about the documentary. Then at the very last moment, She takes her name off the film as an executive producer. Russell Simmons has been linked to a number of reports of sexual harassment and assault. And Kirby Dick and Amy Ziering have been in this realm before with some of their earlier work. So if Oprah Winfrey feels the film needs some more work, the Sundance programmers don't, because they didn't pull it from the festival. So this will be a movie that I think a lot of people were probably interested in seeing even before the controversy. And now they're probably even more excited or more curious about what is in the movie.
It's hard to imagine what leverage or pressure Russell Simmons would be able to exert on an Oprah Winfrey. She's a pretty powerful person, but it'd be interesting to see what the film looks like. A24 has a film, Zola, which I understand is taken from a Twitter thread about two exotic dancers, a trip to Tampa, and a film was adapted. Is this the start of Twitter thread movie making?
We've seen stranger things, Larry. I mean, we've seen movies based on board games. So if you can make a movie out of Clue, you can make a movie out of anything. I mean, I think that's one of the things that is most interesting about Sundance, is that where people find ideas for telling stories, there is a film starring Carey Mulligan called Promising Young Woman about a woman who seeks revenge on men who have done her wrong. There's a documentary series from Showtime called Love Fraud about a group of women who go after a real person who has conned them. So yes, you never know what the source material is going to be for a lot of these films. And I think that's part of why Sundance is so interesting at a time when all the major studios are spending all their money making franchises and sequels and remakes and spinoffs. At least there are original ideas up here, even if the idea starts with a Twitter thread.
We're talking with The Frame's John Horn. He's in Park City, Utah, for the Sundance Film Festival underway this weekend. John, I understand a record number of submissions, more than 15,000 films were submitted to Sundance, 128 films were chosen. I mean, it's an incredible job for the staff to cull all those films.
And they say, and I take it on, I take it as an article of faith that they're speaking the truth, that they watch every movie from beginning to end. Not so in my case. I mean, even at Sundance, I always grab an aisle seat, because even movies that Sundance programmers might think are really good don't ultimately turn out that way. But yeah, I mean, there are so many people who are making movies and they're submitting them to Sundance. Part of the problem is just getting into Sundance, though, doesn't mean you're going to get out of Park City. And there are a lot of movies that come to Sundance looking for distribution. They might be documentary films. They might be narrative films. They might be more experimental. And last year, there was a lot of buying. A lot of money was spent on movies that ultimately didn't attract a big audience at the box office. Movies like The Report, Official Secrets, Brittany Runs a Marathon, Late Night. So for a lot of movies that are coming here looking for distribution, even with new buyers like Netflix and HBO is probably now shopping now that they've launched their own streaming service, Apple TV, Disney Plus, even with so many new buyers, I think it's going to be a very cautious market, because there are a lot of movies that are going to come here looking for a home. And because people got burned last year, a lot of movies may go home from Park City without a distribution deal in place.
Which is so interesting, because these streaming services rip through so much content. They need so much of it. You'd think that even if they're not paying top dollar because there's not huge box office potential in certain films, that, you know, sort of anything that walks would be picked up because the streamer can use it.
You would think, but also, you know, there's certain people for certain films. And I think that's why, as in years past, there's going to be a lot of focus on documentary films. If you look at this year's Oscar-nominated documentary features, three of them premiered at last year's Sundance Film Festival: American Factory, which is about a Chinese company taking over an Ohio GM plant to make auto glass; Honeyland, which is a very unusual movie about bees and honey; and Edge of Democracy, which is about Brazil. All of those movies premiered at Sundance. All of them are nominated for the documentary feature, and all of them have been kind of in conversation about having a real impact on audiences. So if the narrative features aren't working this year, I suspect we'll get a lot of attention on some of the documentaries.
John, great to talk with you. Have a good time and keep warm there in Sundance. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, John Horn of The Frame. And again, The Frame, available via podcast, kpcc.org. We're back in a minute.